Welcome back to HealthLink On Air. Linda Cohen here, along with my producer, Steve Marks, and our resident psychologist and researcher, Dr. Rich O'Neill, from the Upstate's Institute for Decision Excellence and Leadership.
Hello,
welcome,
Linda.
Everybody.
Hello, Rich. Yeah.
You know, this week we're going to be doing a question like we've been doing in recent weeks, answering one of our listeners' questions. This one's going to be about relationships today, and I'm going to read it, and we'll take a stab at it. But I want to remind our listeners, if you have a question for Dr. Rich, you can write to him at hloa@upstate.edu, and we'll try to put yours on the air at some point. Anyway, you guys ready?
Sure.
Okay, here it is. My husband's doctor has told him the same thing I've told him. He needs to lose weight, eat more vegetables, exercise, and get adequate sleep. Yet he continues to slather on the butter and salt, refuses most of the vegetables I prepare, and says he has no time for exercise. And he also continues to stay up late into the night. Does he have a death wish? Does the motivation to improve his life have to come from him, or doesn't it?
I can't believe my wife wrote this in.
Right. Wonderful. So it's a wonderful example of the kind of partnership issues that we all encounter, whether it's in business or at home or wherever. It's a partnership issue, really. And we do have these differences with our partners. Now, the fundamental shift here is, if you notice, this person writing it is saying, it's my husband's problem, right? The fundamental shift, I'm trying to train people to be organizational consultants, really, to your organization, whether it's home or work. But the question I think you want to start with is, if you were to think about this behavior from 20,000 feet, what does this behavior express about some kind of totally unsolvable relationship difference that you have? What is the, because we all have them, what is the issue between you and your partner?
Is it a control issue? Is it trying to?
That's a wonderful question.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the kind of shift, because we can focus on the individual and we can say it's that person's problem. Or we can say, well, what is the problem? Might there be a problem between the two of us, if we don't blame each other, that we can start to think about changing in some way?
The only thing I say here, I understand exactly what you're saying, and I think we all have a lot to learn about how to deal appropriately with a close relationship, whether it's at work or at home. There seems to be a concern on the part of this person, this woman, for her husband's health.
Yes.
That I won't say surmounts the issue of relationship, but it seems like there's an anxiety there about wanting him to live long and be healthy.
Yeah,
and yet
sure.
It's the idea of leading a horse to water.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
So then my question, Linda, would be, well, if let's assume that this behavior on the part of a husband is an expression of some kind of issue in the relationship. And then
passive aggressive, in other words.
Maybe. I wouldn't interpret it. I would just say maybe it's an expression of something in the relationship. And then you can start to ask this person, this spouse, can ask herself that question and start to percolate on that question perhaps with her husband. Say, well, what issue might this be expressing for both of us? And my pushing him, because she's pushing him to change, my pushing him to change in some way, what might that be an expression of my side of this issue in the relationship? How is my pushing him to change an expression of an issue inside me? What's the emotional issue that I'm dealing with? Because I have a basic assumption here, that if you create an environment that allows people maximum autonomy, they're going to move towards what's best for them. And if you're pushing someone, they're probably going to have a reaction to be being pushed.
Well, I would clearly agree with the latter. I'm not so sure about the former. I'm not so sure that if left to your own devices, everyone will do what's best for them.
That's a very good question. So it's an open hypothesis.
Right.
So what I would do with this couple is say to the couple, okay, so what if we were to stop pushing and stop saying I'm not going to change, if he's actually aware that he could change and it might be useful to him, stop stubbornly refusing to change, and instead ask ourselves, well, what might we do differently? Is it, start to say, well, what do we want? What are our goals as a couple? Do we want to live longer? Do we want to take care of our health as a couple? Do we both share that value? And find common ground. And the husband might have something he wants in the relationship as well. As you start to discuss this, is there something that he would like to be different in the relationship? Mm. Find common ground, and then you can start to, as a couple, decide what you're going to do differently. Maybe it's not cooking vegetables for him. Maybe it's, well, I would like to do this, and that would be useful to me. I do want to live longer. He might want to start thinking about it, and she might want to start thinking about, what could I do a little differently? If I don't push him, how could I stay involved, engaged with our goals, supportive of him, and at the same time, not something that's useful.
It sounds like you're talking about creating some kind of meaningful dialogue between the two people to find out what those things are.
Yep.
And that sounds an awful lot like something we talked about, I think, several months ago. I think you called it descriptive reflection.
Yep.
It was a pen exercise. Yeah, where we handed the pen back and forth and listened.
Yep.
And you forced us to repeat or to show that we understand what the other person is really saying.
Right. So the issue there would be to, instead of saying, I think you should do this, start to ask the other person, what does this mean for you? How is this important? How can I be helpful? What would you like from me? And those kinds of questions where you're actually really listening to understand where the person is.
So it's listening, understanding, and developing cooperation rather than coercion.
Yeah, and common ground. So instead of wanting the other person to change for you, what are we going to do together? What are our goals in a business, at home, wherever it is?
Sounds great.
Yeah, I think it's definitely worth a try.
Uh-huh.